This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
On your mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. It's going to be a mild enough weekend, but as we get toward Thanksgiving, it's going to get a little bit colder. And then we have this thing called Christmas and the New Year's and then winter. And if you don't have a heated steering wheel, maybe it is time to consider trading up to something nice and new and warm. Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Another hour.
.com. Sorry. I stepped on your dot com, Todd.
That's all right.
Hate it when I step on Todd's com.
Ow.
Yeah.
Get off my com.
Very sorry.
Hey, you, get off my com.
Senator Kevin Cramer does an hour-long talk radio town hall with us, normally every Friday in this slot. That has been moved this week to Monday. So Thanksgiving week Monday treat for you, Senator Kevin Cramer and the talk radio town hall. That'll be coming your way Monday in the 10 o'clock hour. However, we have a special treat for you today because we're going to chat with the chief ag negotiator for the USTR. That would be the United States Trade Representative. These are the folks that are cutting the deals with Canada, Mexico in the case of the USMCA, China in the case of the China deal. A very important part of these negotiations. So we're going to be talking with him momentarily on the program. Also, at the bottom of the hour, I've yet to play any of President Trump's interview with Fox and Friends this morning. An epic 50 minutes. An epic 50 minutes for sure. Very interesting part of the program. So we're going to play you part of that. What else do I have? I forgot to tell you about this earlier in the program. But remember when we did the fun with the MyPillow sheets, Mike Lindell called and said, hey, Scott, I got this great deal, 2-for-1 sheets. And I said, you know what? I'm so fired up about this deal. I'm going to donate personally $10 for every order that we receive. Remember that? Well, I have another special offer for today and the weekend that will continue on this as well. So we'll do that before the end of the show. Coming up on the program. All right? You got it?
Deal. Got
deal.
It.
Right.
I got my sheets, by the way.
So the USTR Chief Agriculture Negotiator Ambassador Dowd with us now on What's on Your Mind in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, Ambassador. Thanks for taking the time for us today. We appreciate it.
How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much. We are. You know what? We've had a frustrating few weeks. I think our listeners are really weary of the United States Congress wasting his time on, attack on the president. And you've got a lot of farmers and ranchers out in this part of the world that are hurting right now. Times are tough. Prices are low. You've got the trade negotiations going on. And then, obviously, some uncertainty on trade deals. So it's just tough times right now. The weather's been terrible and harvest was rough. So I would say, especially in farm and ranch country, emotions are raw right now, so that's one of the reasons I'm excited to talk to you. What do you see on the horizon for them?
Well, I think you've described the situation perfectly. You want to start with some good news?
I would, yes. I'd like to start with some good news. We could all use that on a Friday.
Well, I think the good news here is one of the most important things that has happened this week in the world of agricultural trade is the fact that the lower house of the Japanese Diet in Japan, their Congress, voted to approve the U.S.-Japan trade agreement. And that means we have to wait for their upper house to vote here, and that should occur sometime between now and December the 9th. And as long as that goes well, we will be up and running on January 1 with 90% of everything that we export to Japan, some $14 billion worth. We'll have the same tariffs as Canada and Australia and the Europeans, which means that all this discussion of TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership with Japan, we're going to have 90% of that operational on January 1.
Wow. And I think something that's lost on this, and our governor, Doug Burgum, talks about this a lot, but that deal puts pressure on China as well, does it not?
Well, the first and foremost, the way I describe it, when I talk to farmers and ranchers out there, I'm from Kansas, by the way, grew up on a farm in Kansas. This whole thing was like two guys running away from a bear. And you remember that old story, right? Is you don't have to outrun the bear, you just have to outrun the other guy. Well, the other guy was Australia and Canada and Europe. They were way out ahead of us here, and their trade deals had already kicked in. And particularly on the pork and beef and wheat side of the equation, if we didn't get even with these other guys here, 2020 was going to be a really long, difficult year for us in U.S. ag exports to Japan. And particularly on the wheat side of the equation, you know, that's a relationship that goes back some 70 years. And so we're very fortunate. We worked very hard with them in July and August to get this deal put together so we could get back even with these other folks. And with this week's vote in the lower house, that suggests very strongly here that on January 1 we're going to be in good shape. And that's a big deal.
Yes, it is. That is a big deal. And China also today, President Xi issuing a statement saying he wants a deal. He used the word equality in his statement that caused the president to say that concerns me a little bit. But it sounds like, you know, from all the news reports that China is eager for a deal. Do you see something very close on this phase one?
I don't know. You know, we're talking to China every day. And from an agricultural perspective, I will tell you, I've been in a room either face-to-face or by video conference with my Chinese counterpart, the Vice Minister of Agriculture of China, now 31 times in a little over a year. We have spent many, many, many hours talking about these agricultural issues, just all kinds of non-tariff trade barriers that we have, and one of those was on our poultry. And I do have another piece of news for you today. I got a note this morning that we announced here, I think last week or a few days ago, that the market for U.S. poultry exports to China was open. I got news from the discussions back and forth from China and the U.S. as of this morning. We are open for business. We are fully operational with our poultry into China, 170-some facilities as of this morning. And there's a number here that I use when I talk to folks that is staggering to even me as a guy that grew up on a farm. We think that in just terms of chicken feet, the chicken paws, which are something that the Chinese really like as an appetizer, we think we're going to sell them $835 million of just the feet. That doesn't count the leg quarters, the legs and thighs. So the whole thing here, once it's up and running, we think is about $2
billion. $2 billion. That's incredible. 835 million of chicken feet. I guess those 31 meetings are paying off, Ambassador.
You know, well, we see, this was the situation, is we haven't been able to sell them chicken for 5 years. We go back to mad cow disease, 2003. Just a couple years ago, we got a trickle worth of beef into China for the first time all these years. We can't sell them pet food. We can't sell them ethanol. We can't sell them distiller's grains. We won two big WTO cases against them this year in terms of their subsidies and how they administer their quotas. We've made and had an extraordinary, I would say, historic level of conversation with China. This is a really, really critical deal for U.S. agriculture. And this, and here's some numbers just to kind of give you some perspective on China. U.S. total ag exports last year were $145 billion. Total Chinese ag imports from the world last year were $124 billion. And so the point I've made to my counterpart in China, I said, you know, in our best year, we've sold China, you know, 22, 23, 24 billion. And 13 or 14 of that was soybeans alone. I said, you know, 22, 23 billion out of 124 just isn't going to cut it, given our ability to export ag products. we can do a lot better than that. And I think, you know, the hope is if we can get this sorted out, and again, I don't want to be, you know, optimistic. I don't want to be pessimistic. I'll tell you that we're just working every day to get to a point where we can have this conversation and get this done for U.S. agriculture. And if we do, it's going to really be something.
Given Canada, or excuse me, China's economy right now, that in some measure of you know, recession, retraction, whatever, you know, why do you think it's taking so long?
Well, I think the point I make on this to everybody is, look, we import $500 billion worth of stuff from China. We export $150 billion worth of our stuff to China. You don't have that conversation in an afternoon. It takes a lot of time, and we have spent an enormous amount of time, and now, you know, we're at a point where it's time to see if we can finish this thing up, and I know everybody's working on it very hard in both countries. We'll see what happens.
Take a quick break. Come back with more of our conversation with Greg Dowd. He's the chief agriculture negotiator for the USTR. That's the United States Trade Representative's office dealing on these issues. On behalf of our farmers and ranchers, more after this, we'll talk USMCA when we come back.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Honored to have a chat today with the Chief Agriculture Negotiator for the United States Trade Representative Office, Ambassador Greg Dowd, with us today talking about the And I get a little pot at the end of the rainbow here from all of this challenging times that farmers and ranchers find themselves in, and deals that are either in the hopper or done and waiting for something as simple as a vote in the United States Congress. And I guess if we can't have a North Dakota and South Dakota and Minnesota negotiating, having a Kansan negotiating on behalf of farmers and ranchers is a good thing. So we're glad you're doing what you're doing, Ambassador. Let me ask you about the USMCA. Now, that one is one where the work is done, right? The baby is is born and now just waiting for a launch. Get out of the hospital and get going here, for crying out loud. So first of all, would you explain from your perspective what you see as the win for farmers and ranchers once that's actually a law of the land? I know we got to get there, and we'll talk about process in a minute, but what are we waiting for? What's coming from this?
Well, I think there are a couple important points here to make on our relationship in agricultural trade between Canada and Mexico, and that is they're oftentimes our number one and number two customer. When you take China out of the mix here, Canada is our number one market, has been for a long, long time. So I mentioned earlier that $145 billion in ag exports, that's a million jobs in America, and 70% of those jobs are not production agriculture. That's processing, that's transportation, that's the infrastructure side of this thing. So a million jobs, 70% of those in that area. 44 out of that $145 billion is Canada and Mexico. And so, and then the important thing to note about NAFTA and agriculture is it was a very good deal. And in fact, my instructions from the soybean folks and the corn folks and everybody was, Greg, just don't mess it up. You know, we have a good deal here. And where we went to bat on this conversation with Canada was on dairy. And we have to keep in mind, in Canada, dairy has a supply control, supply management system, kind of like our old tobacco program, where you have to have quota and have a dairy cow up there. And what they were doing is trying to grow, and they were dumping product in third country markets. And we negotiated a deal that said, knock it off. And in fact, when you look at this deal overall, the improvement of USMCA over NAFTA and agriculture, it's about $2.2 billion is what the ITC calculated. And about almost a quarter of a billion of that, $220, $250 million of that, was on the dairy side alone. So this is what's at stake right now, is we can't get that fix in dairy with Canada until we get this thing across the finish line. And in fact, the best talking point, the easiest talking point that all of U.S. agriculture has made, and we talked to the corn growers yesterday, they've been up on the Hill 230 meetings. The corn growers have done on the Hill, driving the point home of that these are two of our biggest markets in agriculture. We have to have this deal. We've got to get it done. I want to say to every farmer out there, your trade associations, the soybean folks, the cattlemen, the corn guys, the wheat guys, have been unbelievable. They have carpeted Capitol Hill and driving home the point of how important this is. It's maddening that we can't get this thing across the finish line.
You mentioned wheat. We've heard from some wheat growers here, the small grains folks, that say, you know, this is great for corn and soybean farmers, no doubt about it, for the cattle side. But USMCA does nothing in making it easier, for instance, between the U.S. and Canada on the small grains and the wheat side. Is that accurate?
That actually is not accurate, and I will tell you, the wheat guys know me because my first job out of graduate school at Kansas State is I was the economist for the U.S. Wheat Associates on the international side. And so I know a lot of the wheat guys very, very well, and I grew up coming through this dealing with the Canadian Wheat Board and all the trouble that we had there. And what we have in USMCA versus NAFTA is all of these problems that we had on inability to ship or by truck haul U.S. wheat up into Canada. We've fixed all of those problems, I hope, in this agreement, except for one thing, is the fact that we still, Canada requires that the variety of spring wheat or durum that they're growing in the United States in North Dakota or Minnesota or Montana is approved in Canada. And that was really something we couldn't overcome. And I think in a lot of cases we'll be able to get those varieties approved. But everything else, all the other restrictions, if we get this thing up and running, we'll resolve all of the other restrictions on our ability to sell U.S. wheat up into Canada.
yesterday, I understand that Nancy Pelosi met for about an hour with your boss, Robert Lighthizer, and others on USMCA, but she's saying we don't have time to get it done before the end of the year. What do you expect? When does this game end?
I don't know the answer to that. I know you're exactly right. I know they had a conversation yesterday, and I will tell you the boss was pretty frustrated when he came back. We have to figure out a way to get this thing done, and I think from the president's standpoint, Ambassador Lighthizer's standpoint, we're out of time. We want to get this done this year. I just can't imagine having to go into an election year having this conversation. All of us in agriculture understand what that means when we're trying to do trade deals in Congress in an election year. Let's get this done. The point is very, very simple. Regardless of where you look in this trade agreement, the deal is the same or better than NAFTA. There isn't one single piece of this across the entire U.S. economy where the deal is not as good as it was in NAFTA. Under that scenario, why in the world wouldn't you sign off on this and get this done for everybody?
What kind of a signal does this send to anybody else entering into a trade agreement with the U.S.?
Well, that's exactly the point, is the whole world is watching this, and they're watching, you know, they know the president is tough on trade, and I love it. I mean, from our standpoint, we're fixing things. We just opened a tariff rate quota for 750,000 tons of U.S. wheat into Brazil. That has been 25 years. We have been arguing with Brazil to get that done. We finally got that done. It is now operational, up and running. These are, in agriculture, everybody knows, these things that we're dealing with are all the easy stuff was done years ago. This stuff is really, really tough. But Ambassador Lighthizer and the president, I mean, they talk about this stuff, and they talk about stuff in agriculture and trade every single day. There are a lot of countries that have looked at USMCA and said, you know, we can do that. We have a reason to do that. But if they see that Congress isn't willing to get this thing across the goal line, what incentive is there for them to enter into the conversation?
Another casualty of what Nancy Pelosi is doing in these political games, and it comes at the expense of our farmers and our ranchers, just makes you sick. I only have a half a minute left, but I do want to quickly ask you about President Trump. How has he changed the game on trade?
The answer is leverage. He understands the use of leverage in international trade to get things done. And that's what you've got to have. You've got to be able to put it on the line and say, look, you want these things. This is what we have to do to get to where we need to be. This is the way it works. And I really appreciate and love working for him because he means what he says. And it makes it so much easier for us to do what we do in terms of negotiating with these countries in agriculture.
Fascinating. Probably the most misunderstood thing about the whole tariff thing. I mean, that was leverage, right? That was leverage. Nobody wants that long term. That's leverage, is it not?
That's right.
Yeah. Ambassador, thanks for the time. Appreciate it very much. And wish you well and some more wins for our farmers and ranchers. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Greg Dowd, the Ambassador, Chief Ag Negotiator, USTR. Your calls next.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are the U.S. Justice Department is investigating someone who changed records related to the surveillance of the Donald Trump campaign. Now, the president says the revelation that FBI official is being investigated is only the beginning.
What you're going to see, I predict, will be perhaps the biggest scandal in the history of our country, political scandal.
The president speaking there on Fox and Friends and saying by the time it's all over, it will be the biggest political scandal of the century. He says AG Bill Barr would get to the bottom of it and added, if Barr had been the attorney general from the start, the Russia probe would probably never have happened. A spacewalk continues at the International Space Station. Two astronauts trying to fix a cosmic ray detector. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
You, we were going to tell you about one heck of a deal, but I'm going to do it again. You remember when I said I'm getting out my checkbook and I'll write $10 for every order to MyPillow?
Yes.
On a two-for-one deal because
yes.
It was Veterans Week and it was going to the USMCA.
I got you for 10. Told you I got my Sage sheets. We haven't put them on yet, though. We got them yesterday.
Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly right. You got them yesterday.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Wait till you put them on now.
Yeah.
That's where you're really going to love them. I'm going to do it again.
The missus looked at me and said, what is this?
I said,
it's just a sheet.
I'm going to do it again for today and through the weekend.
All right.
So here's the deal. And the same deal. United Patriotic Bodies will benefit. They are, again, a group of folks that go to military funerals, including covering the National Cemetery that we now have. This is for any veteran. From anywhere, really, but obviously it's in North Dakota. It's our only national cemetery. Minnesota has Fort Snelling. We have our Fargo National Cemetery. It's near Harwood, and they do military funerals there. Taps, 21-gun salute, the whole thing. And I talked to Jason Hicks, who's the commander, and he said, you know what we really need more than anything is gas cards, because these guys, they pay for their own gas, right? They're going to all these things, they're paying for their own gas,
yeah.
Or a bite to eat, or whatever. So I said, okay, we got to do a little more. We got to do a little more. So I'm hoping to double it and maybe find somebody to match it. Got to call on my friend Ken Satring at PetroServe USA. I'm thinking we could give out PetroServe USA gift cards. See? Anyway, so that's the deal today and today only. I'm sorry, not today and today. Like today through Sunday, you order a set of My Pillow Giza Dream Sheets. And the best part of these really is slipping into bed at night and that feeling that just comes over you from these smooth sheets. But also putting them on. That's my favorite thing. I have to tell you, putting them on, because it's not like, you know, I don't have to kill myself putting the sheets on. Fighting
right.
with the mattress, doing that wrestling match, you know. And two... for the price of one, plus free shipping. Two for the price of one, plus free shipping. So let's go. 800-228-0550. No, that's our number here, isn't it? The number for MyPillow is, 800-506-9028. Todd caught that. Nobody else did. 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Okay? A lot of other good deals there, too, so take advantage of it. The towels are fantastic. How many orders this weekend? $10 each out of my pocket. The United Patriotic Bodies. Veterans, honoring veterans. I absolutely love it. All right, David in San Francisco has been waiting a while to weigh in here, and then William in Minot right behind him. Hey, David, what's on your mind?
Hey, well, thanks, Scott. I wish I could have gotten on with the trade rep. Did he actually say that they went through something like 70 meetings and never got anything done?
I think he said they're up to 31 meetings with China now. He personally has had 31 face-to-face and or on video interactions with his counterpart in China on this deal. Now, when you say didn't get anything done, the deal is not signed. That's right, but obviously they're getting a lot done. In fact, he told me during the break, we were chatting during the break, he said, this is a book, because we've learned so much about each other and about the economies, and, you know, this thing is moving. So,
it doesn't sound like it's moving if it's 3 years. See, didn't Trump pull this stupid tariff deal, like, soon after he came into, right after inauguration in 2017? And
David, I got a question for you. What deal did Barack Obama do with China? How did China's economy fare under Barack?
And Johnny did it, then it's okay for...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just trying to test your level of outrage here. When you've got a administration that enhanced China's economy grew and would have continued to grow under Hillary Clinton, while now it's going backwards and the president is inflicting some leverage, as the ambassador called it, to get a better deal. If USMCA, let's talk about that a moment. That's a deal that took a long time to negotiate. It made NAFTA better. Everybody said the president was crazy to reopen it. He reopened it. Markets are better. It's sitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk right now. All the work's been done. The 31-plus meetings and all that, all done on her desk, and she's more interested in impeaching the president. Do you think that's wise, David?
So soybeans were at $11 a bushel when Trump came into office. So you're trying to pin that on Obama? $11 a bushel. Trump got it down to $7 a bushel. Right. So don't even start with whether Obama did a better deal.
Well, that's an argument that is long past. But
excuse.
No, what I'm saying, and first of all, you didn't answer anything I just said. You jumped to soybean prices, and
you asked me about Obama, and I gave you an answer. Don't weasel that out. This guy Trump is organized crime. He's not political. And he's strong-arming the countries of the world.
No, what I'm saying is China was stronger under Obama and is right now in the middle of a very good deal for the U.S. if we can get it done.
Because the president is using... Or 78 meetings or however many he laid out. $1 million.
How do you think this works, David? How do you think this works? You think you just get in a room and cook up a deal in a day? I mean,
they can't work these things out long in advance. Listen to that.
Let me go back to this, David. David, I'm not letting you buy with changing the subject. It doesn't work that way.
And
okay?
I didn't change the subject.
Yes, you did. Yes, I did. I'll prove it to you. What did I say? If you're so concerned about meetings and no deal, are you concerned that USMCA had a lot of meetings and is a done deal and is sitting on Nancy Pelosi's desk? We've got farmers and ranchers right here that feed you and your cronies in San Francisco. And guess what? It's not passed because she's busy trying to twist things into some sort of impeachable offense, which is never going to go anywhere in the Senate. It's a complete waste of time. So why do you defend that? That deal's done. It would help farmers right now.
Did it pass the Senate? Your MCA?
No, it's
okay. So then, tell me about Mitch McConnell saying that nothing coming out of the House is going to happen while Trump is in office. Head of the Senate, majority
all,
leader of the Senate,
David,
has said that nothing
David,
is going to come out. Of the
David,
House.
David, trust
nothing.
Me. Trust me
nothing.
On this one thing. The
nothing.
Second, the second
sabotage.
The USMCA is passed, it'll go to the Senate. It has to work that way.
Taxpayer dime, he's getting nothing done.
I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to call 911 for you, David. And once they give you a sedative, then we'll continue this conversation. All right? We'll see if you can calm down a little bit enough to have a conversation. By the way, he wanted to call in about XL Pipeline, and he doesn't even talk about XL Pipeline. So he's lying to the call screeners now, too, but we're used to that from San Francisco. William and Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, he's your typical little ideologue Democrat who knows nothing as what's fed to him. You should ask, well, how's the economy doing under Trump versus what it was doing under Obama?
Oh, darn it.
Now, probably in the history of our country, but this guy would not be sharp enough to figure that out.
That was a good question, but guess what? He hung up now. He hung up, so I can't ask him that question. He didn't want to...
They're ideologues. They only know what they're fed to them in their little bubble.
I don't mind. I'll have the conversation, but when you're ranting and raving and can't even, you know, put two words together, it's not worth having the conversation. I know it's frustrating too many of our listeners.
That's the way the Democrats are. You can't have a conversation because, number one, they don't know the facts, and number two, all they do is rant and rave.
True that.
But, you know, to be a Democrat today, you've got to jump through a lot of hoops, and I don't quite get it. I don't think the average American, but I guess the Democrats do, you have to hate the police. You have to hate ICE. You have to hate the Border Patrol. You have to want open borders and sanctuary cities. Thus, you don't really give a dang about the 70,000 Americans who die every year of drug overdoses, mainly young Americans. 90% of the fentanyl and heroin coming up from the southern border could be stopped. You don't have any compassion for the thousands of Americans that have been murdered by illegal aliens. Nor the thousands that have died from illegal alien drunk drivers. So give me a break, Democrats, on your compassion, because all this is, and including the farmers up here who are waiting for the MCA bill to be passed. The farmers, the American people who have died under their policies like this, they're just collateral damage to the Democrats. They have evolved into an evil empire who would destroy this country just to gain power. And that is evil, and it's dangerous. And I'll leave it at that.
I appreciate your call and your passion on this, William. Thank you very much. Travis Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Travis, are you there? We lost Travis. John's on the road. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, real quick on that last caller there. That is exactly right. That's what's wrong with this group. They're so deranged. They're so upset they couldn't win that election they lost. They can't even carry on a discussion. You were exactly right, the points you were making, and he wasn't going to listen to one word of it because it didn't fit all the narratives that he's used to the globalists saying. So let's go to what I want to talk about, too, is regarding any of these pipelines. And what goes on in San Francisco, what goes on in Colorado, all these things where there's federal laws that states like California, Colorado, you know, regarding marijuana, whatever it is, they sanctuary cities, they completely disobey federal law. So let me ask you this. What are we going to do with North Dakota? Are we going to be good little troopers and fall in line if the globalists seize power and they try to shut down? You know, Elizabeth Warren said she's going to shut down fracking. We've got to have equal protection under the law. And if those other states are allowed to just ignore federal law, that we're going back to the 1830s and the nullification and Andrew Jackson end up dealing with it. But if we're going to go to the nullification, let's go to nullification and we'll just have the new federalist type of system and the states' rights take over. And if we, you know, we're not going to live your life. You're not going to destroy our economy. You're not going to destroy our economy by shutting down these pipelines and shutting down fracking. We're not going to allow it. Why should we allow it when these other states get by with not obeying federal law? Tell me.
Oh, very good points, John. Appreciate it. Thanks a bunch. I'm going to keep going here because we had a full bank of calls and we're running out of time. Texter says Senate cannot bring it to the floor until the House passes. That's how the rules work. Yes,
exactly.
He's absolutely right. Jeff in Jamestown, go ahead.
When Cortez arrived in the New World, when he sent his men to the shore, he went back and burned his ships to motivate them to get busy. So I think it's time to cut wages off right now in the D.C. group, all of them. I don't care. Pick every one of them. When you guys get back to work and accomplish something, you'll get paid. You don't got to swap spit and hold hands to work together. Right?
Yeah, I got it. I'm struggling to find something that would give me the peace of mind that we're actually doing something to expose this, you know, specifically USMCA, because this is farmers and ranchers that are hurting right now, and it's all politics. So maybe that would do it, the pocketbook. Thanks, Jeff. More coming up on What's on Your Mind after a short timeout. Got to get a little bit in the president from today. Good stuff there. Don't go away.
Let's go to Norway.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon, inviting you to join professional guide Carol T. Juven, who's been to Norway 179 times with over 49,000 people on tour. You can be assured you'll have a great time in Norway with this incredible guide. Join Carol and the team on the official Norsefest Fest Norway tour. It's May 25th through June 7th, 2020. See Southern Norway at its best. That's the fjords, waterfalls, and the spectacular mountains. You visit Minot, sister city of Shaheen. Meet and greet Bureau Holland. They don't just tour beautiful Norway. They meet the people when they're on a Carol Juven tour. Call Carol now, 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. He'll send you a complete packet of information. Sign up soon as space is limited. Welcome along to the official Norsefest Fest Norway tour, May 25th through June 7th with Carol Juven of Juven Tours.
Did you know that Mineral Tracker is a homegrown technology? It was developed right here in North Dakota for North Dakota mineral owners. This makes us stand out from any other mineral management software out there. Our basic version's free, plus you can upgrade to our pro version for only $99 a month, taking your management tools to the next level, even showing your future monthly income. Planning your financial future has never been easier or more reliable. Go to MineralTracker.com or call us at 833-842-2924.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You just can't fix stupid. You can get cancer operations, and you can get hips replaced, and you can get shoulders replaced, but you can't fix stupid.
I got a feeling. What do you think that call is referring to?
No.
You think our friend from San Francisco, maybe?
Yeah.
A lot of texters are weighing in on him. Dave from San Francisco, wrong on soybean prices, sent me a grid here that shows prices average 2019, 2018, 17, 16, 15, and 14. As somebody else texted earlier something similar saying, consider the time of year that price was earlier in Obama's term, they were down. So I think this is what the same person's saying here. Another one, the reason the prices of corn and soybeans went down is the fact that both crops have been bumper crops since Trump was elected. With or without the tariffs, the prices would be down. But people who want to demagogue this, they don't care. They're the ones that claim to want to help. What about our farmers? What about our ranchers? Oh, you've got to take care of them. Unless you're busy impeaching with a bunch of garbage. Tell the knothead the Senate can't vote on the bill until the House passes it. Yeah, I was trying.
Yes, you were.
I was trying.
You were making an effort.
But it was like playing whack-a-mole with the guy. You know, you just got to... The only reason I took the call, honestly, is because, we never give priority to callers that are being... We're glad they're listening, for wherever they're listening. But, you know, if you call them San Francisco, you're not going to get a priority over somebody in Judd. You're just not. But he wanted to talk about Keystone XL. I was just waiting for that one. See, oh, that pipeline leaked. What do you think now? This is the dumb, lazy, silly, childish argument of the environmental extremists, the eco-terrorists. Oh, a pipeline leaked. Therefore, we shouldn't have pipelines anymore. Oh, guess what? How many automobile accidents, fatalities even, will be in San Francisco today? Does that mean we stop driving cars? Hello?
Yeah, I saw a comment they had, well, what now? With an exclamation point, a big question mark. And I said, now they clean it up.
Yeah.
just clean it up. That's what they do.
It leaked in a ditch, thankfully.
Yeah.
So the ditch is what's impacted.
It's wetland! Scott, it's wetland!
Every ditch is
wetland!
Every ditch is a wetland this year. hello. They are cleaning it up. It has not impacted any production. It's just... People get this.
You know what I think was funny? We were in Alaska a couple of years ago, and we did a fjord cruise up there, and we were in Valdez. And I made it a point. I went down on the beach, and right where I was talking to a local guy. He said, oh, yeah, it was terrible here. This was all covered. You cannot see anything that resembles any sort of thing from the Valdez. Nothing. And the same in the Gulf Coast. Yeah, it's gone. It's cleaned up.
I mean, it's no fun.
That's what they know.
Nobody roots
right.
for it, but
that's what they do.
They are going to happen.
They clean it up.
Texter says, evidently the smart guy didn't listen to Eugene Grainer yesterday. Yeah. Another right. Texter says, soybeans are always high out of season. Look at Obama's prices from June to August, not December. Not very good. More pesky facts. Do you think China is holding out just hoping Trump gets impeached, or are things moving forward and the media is not reporting it? That would have been a good question for our ambassador guest, but the president talked about where it's at today in an interview with Fox and Friends. Listen to this.
President Xi has just said this. We want to work for a phase one agreement on the basis of mutual respect and equality with the United States. Where are you at? You were kind of down on a deal and the market kind of dipped on this. Where do you stand right now with the trade deal with China?
Very good. We have a deal potentially very close. He wants to make it much more than I want to make it. I'm not anxious to make it. We're taking in hundreds of billions of dollars in tariffs. We never took in 10 cents. We are not paying they fed the line, the media fed the line about us paying. Now, normally you would pay for tariffs, but
you just heard what he just said, Mr. President. He wants to do a deal. I very rarely see that. We want to work out a phase one agreement.
I didn't like his word equality because we started off so low. We've lost $500 billion a year for many, many years. We've rebuilt China, and I give him a lot of credit. The ones I don't give credit are our past presidents, and especially the last one with his crummy vice president.
Crummy!
China took us to the cleaners. He didn't even know that. Biden in the first debate said, oh, these are wonderful people. Sure, they're wonderful people. We're giving them $500 billion a year. $500 billion. That's not including theft of intellectual property, etc. So I told President Xi, this can't be like an even deal, because we're starting off from the floor, and you're already at the ceiling.
Not to mention,
so we have to have a much better deal. The bottom line is we have a very good chance to make a deal.
And not to mention what's happening in Hong Kong with these pro-democracy.
Well, that's a complicating factor. There's no question about it. And if it weren't for me, Hong Kong would have been obliterated in 14 minutes. He's got a million soldiers. standing outside of Hong Kong that aren't going in only because I ask them, please don't do that. You'll be making a big mistake. It's going to have a tremendous negative impact on the trade deal.
Okay,
and
good.
He wants to make a trade deal.
And if I could just...
Brian, one thing before I get off, I just want to say one thing. We have the strongest economy in the history of our country. We have the best unemployment numbers we've ever had. African-American, Asian-American, Hispanic-American, the best in history. We have the best unemployment and employment numbers. More people working today than ever before. But listen to this. We have now the greatest economy that we've ever had. We've increased by $20 trillion. China's gone down probably by $30 or $35 trillion. If Crooked Hillary had won, China would now be the largest economy in the world. They're going to surpass us, expected to, in the second year of the presidency. Right now, they
the farmers
are so far
behind relief.
Us, they'll never catch up.
The farmers were hoping for that huge purchase, and it looks like they want to do a deal. But
Brian, they have it. Wait.
All right, we've got to leave it there, folks. There's the president. See you Monday. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.